Hello, let's do it again. It's time to improve your American English and hear about important events at the same time. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We will begin today with news from Cambodia that has to do with visas and the sex trade. Then we will visit an American city that had a serious problem with its drinking water. What caused the problem and how was it solved? Stay with us to find out. Now, on to part one. Cambodia says it has asked China to restrict the number of visas it gives to unmarried Cambodian women. Cambodian officials believe that such restrictions will prevent make-believe or sham marriages between Cambodian women and Chinese men. Marcia James has more.
An increasing number of Cambodian women are finding their way into sham Chinese marriages. Many are becoming victims of human trafficking for the purpose of forced labor or sex. Chu Bong Eun is Cambodia's Secretary of State for the Ministry of Interior. She also heads the National Authority Against Human Trafficking. She says restrictive visas will help lower the number of trafficked women. She says the government sent a letter to the Chinese embassy in Phnom Penh. The letter reportedly says many Cambodian women are suffering after being tricked into sham marriages. A spokesman for Cambodia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the government has asked for China's cooperation. Spokesman Khoi Kang says the appeal also went to Chinese embassies in Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand, where Cambodian women may request for visas. He says China has started to have stronger restrictions on visas because the problem keeps getting bigger. But a Chinese embassy spokesman, Chen Hongbo, says he cannot say if China is prepared to restrict visas. He says only that China is ready to work closely with Cambodia on the issue.
In between the two countries, I think that we should put more emphasis on that to cooperate more closely to deal with this issue.
The rights group Ad Hoc says it received 108 reports of cross-border trafficking during the first 6 months of the year. Nearly 300 people reportedly were involved. 29 of them had gone to China. Lim Mani of Ad Hoc says trafficked women who escaped from China have reported sexual abuse, overwork, and starvation. She says some of the victims took drugs in an effort to take their life, while others went into hiding. Some have been kept as slaves. She adds that traffickers working to set up fake marriages have a deep organization inside Cambodia and China. One victim was Chan Rundal, which is not her real name. She told VOA that her family was persuaded by a middleman to send her to be married to a man in China. In exchange, her family would receive money every month. Instead, she says, she was taken by a human trafficker and raped. She says she was then given to a Chinese man who let her live with him in rural China. Chan Rumdal says, she thought she would only have one husband, but was forced to change from one Chinese man to another. She escaped to call her mother, who turned to Ad Hoc for help. She finally returned home and reported the trafficker to the group. The trafficker has yet to be caught. Chen Bo Ung says her office will take action on any complaints that reach her office. But Ad Hoc says many victims have reported complaints and government officials have refused to take action. I'm Marcia James.
You are listening to As It Is from Washington. The American city of Toledo, Ohio, faced a serious problem earlier this month. 400,000 people could not drink from the city's public water supply. The water comes from Lake Erie. It was polluted with a toxin or harmful substance linked to the overgrowth of algae. Too many of these simple organisms can lead to harmful algal blooms covering a large area. The water in Toledo is now safe to drink, yet harmful algal blooms are not going away anytime soon, either in the United States or around the world. Jonathan Evans has more.
The harmful algae entered Toledo's water intake pipes and turned the water green. People had to depend on bottled water supplies. Lake Erie supplies water to 11 million people in the north central United States. Algal overload is common in waterways worldwide. It results from chemical fertilizers polluting water supplies and poor waste treatment systems. Laura Johnson is a researcher with the National Center for Water Quality at Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio. She says overgrowth of algae can reduce oxygen levels in water and kill fish. It can also damage the human nervous system and liver. Climate change is making the problem worse. Changing weather systems produce stronger, more intense winds and storms. These can take minerals and other important nutrients away from the land. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration studies algal blooms from space. Richard Stump is an oceanographer with NOAA. This information helps scientists and government officials to take action. Richard Stump says NOAA is also gathering information on phosphorus, a chemical that fuels the reproduction of algae. Laura Johnson says the long-term goal must be to keep nutrients on the land. Activists for clean water want the government to enact stronger controls. They also want to persuade farmers to cut back on fertilizers by paying them. Farmers often resist additional rules and recently faced a reduction in federal assistance. As the debate continues, one thing is clear. The algal problem is not going away anytime soon. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Now it's time for you to print the stories you just heard and then download the audio as a podcast. Then practice, practice, practice your American English reading and speaking. We urge you to use the Learning English website as much as you can. The best part is you can learn to speak American English for free. This is VOA, the voice of America.